Supporting the Arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
So this is the 44th year, if I'm not mistaken, of Panto in Portlaoise. Before we go anywhere, that's amazing, isn't it, Britt?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, really. But look, it's to do with the Portlaoise community and, you know, go back to when it started back in 1980. It's just unbelievable, the village spirit. But, the other thing is it's a small committee that's kind of keeping it going. But, you know, we do have, there's nearly 100 kids coming from, let's call it the Cumra area, from the Ragormick. So the conveyor is still there. And we hope, you know, this year that for the 44th show that it's going to be another fantastic fun night for the kids and for the family, you know. So it's, you know, it's just brilliant.
Yeah, I was just joking before we started recording, but to me, the Portlaoise Panto brings the Panto season to a close every year.
Yeah, 100%. It's always kind of has been that way. We've always kind of, you know, been the last date. And if you didn't get to any of the Christmas Pantos, there's, you know, the opportunity to get out to Portlaoise and support, in my opinion, a fantastic pantomime, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, it's not just your opinion. Yeah. Bill, Rapunzel and the Illegal Princesses, is it?
No, Rapunzel and the League of Princesses, okay. That's what it is.
Are all the princesses going to help Rapunzel get out of the tower? Or?
It's a different one, a different approach. It's written by Thomas O'Leary down in Wexford. It was put on there a couple of years ago down there. And my kind of aim for Portlaoise is to look back on what they've done over the years and try to do something different, try to give them something new. So with Thomas, he writes really good, funny scripts that need to be edited a good bit to kind of water for them, I suppose.
Yeah.
But this one is good. It kind of takes Rapunzel, Cinderella and Snow White together. Snow White and Cinderella save Rapunzel from the tower, and then they go off and try and make the world a better place for themselves and for women in general, I suppose.
As happens with all good pantos.
Exactly. Yeah. And carnage ensues throughout the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. Have you got familiar faces back?
We do. Freddie, next to me here, is the panto fairy called Glimmer, so who kind of narrates the story throughout the show, which is good, and Freddie's doing very well. Luckily for everybody else, Freddie's kind of more or less on his own on stage, so if he fluffs lines and makes a mess, no one else is affected.
Damage limitation.
Absolutely, that's the plan. He was cast very carefully. Yeah, we've got all the locals that are out there. We've got Alyssa Flannery playing Snow White, Lauren Humphreys playing Cinderella. Local again is Gavin Keyes playing Dandini, Stephanie Maguire, Niamh Doherty and Dervla Welch.
Okay.
Are kind of three henchwomen of Gothel the evil wizard.
Yeah.
So a good few local heads, and we've got some Waterford people out as well then to kind of bump up the numbers.
Okay, hang on one second now. Glimmer the fairy. Now, yes. Used to being a dame. This is new.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a new twist to the kind of dame. So I'm not a fairy godmother. I'm kind of still developing the role. It's definitely worth coming out to see my concept of what Bill and Thomas have wrote. But it's a really lovely part. I'm kind of telling the story, and I'm in and out the whole time. There's a lot of dialogue, I will say that, but there's a lot of comedy in it. That's the thing that when I read the script, the comedy is there, that's what you need with panto.
Absolutely. Are you getting any songs out of it this year? You normally get a pop song, don't?
Yeah, unfortunately I have one song, and I don't mind singing. It's not my best attribute. Okay. Although Bill Safford did say I have a nice little voice. So
you have a lovely voice. Yeah. You do.
It's not Bill's best attribute either.
Yeah, Freddie's getting a bit of a diva now over the years, because he's insisting on only one song, and he's insisting that it's the opening.
Oh,
so
right.
then he's finished for the night. Yeah. But you know,
exactly.
He keeps someone as Freddie's strength, and Freddie's very popular out there with the audiences, and he's loved throughout the years. So it's important to have him.
And
in
a
it
huge
for sure.
Legacy as well. To the original.
Following on from my father, that was there and one of the founder members. You know, so it is proud to be there, and then I have my three daughters that are following in the footsteps as well, and
the junior chorus, is it?
One in the junior and then two in the adult chorus. Yeah, so look, they're loving it as well, and it's ingrained in us, so we'll continue it. You know,
one thing there when you're talking about singing and songs, and like I'm a big admirer of the panto for another reason, and that's that you're using live musicians. In a world where, as we've said so many times, it is so easy to turn on a backing track and save a lot of money, but it does add so much to the show, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Even like with me, and I know Bill is slagging me about the singing, I do tend to come out even, and to lessen the nerves, I will be coming out kind of whistling or singing a tune. And the fact that to have a live band there and after the, let's say, the dress rehearsal, they know I'm going to do that. Yeah. And then they just chip in with their fantastic pieces. A live band is just unbelievable.
And it's been great also over the last couple of years now. The band has grown in numbers as well. Great. So it's my fourth one now. There was a four piece and now it's up to six.
That's brilliant.
Which is great. You know, Owen Jackson has come on last year and he kind of, one of his things that he went looking for, can we add another couple of bits to it, you know, to increase the choice of music we can use. And that's worked, you know, and it's lovely. It's good.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so give us the rundown of the people who are coming out from Waterford as well. So we better not leave anyone out.
We won't. We have Ivan Coyley is playing Prince Lance.
He's back again. Ivan is getting great reviews for everything.
He's a really good guy, and really solid. Yeah, Dermot Sullivan is playing Sam, which is kind of Prince Lance's sidekick. Dermot's on fire, like, you know, from the start of every rehearsal right to the end performance, he's just on it. And brings great energy. So when anyone is on stage with him, you can't but come up to it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's really good.
And I'd like to jump in there. And when we're having this conversation, Dermot Sullivan is born and bred Portlaw. He's Kilmaggy Mood. He's living in Waterford City. He's Kilmaggy Mood. Right.
Yeah. You still at that now? Are you?
Still at that.
Yeah. Still at that way. Yeah.
And after that, we have Mark Rellis, who's doing a brilliant job on Prince Charming, actually, and very funny actor, actually. Really good comedy timing. Shane Flynn is playing the evil Gothel. Shane's brother Jamie Flynn is out with us for the first time.
Okay.
Playing King Harold. And Samantha Brennan, who you know very well, is playing Queen Grace. Yeah. That's the full lot of them. I think around 15 or 16 in the
cast.
That's
a huge front cast.
It is.
Yeah.
And you're saying up to 100, like, other people as well, isn't it?
There's 22 girls in the kind of senior chorus.
Okay.
That's a challenge for Kaz.
Of course.
Butler Kelly, who's doing the choreography. But she's worked it, and we've spread it very well. And it's great. I was talking to at a rehearsal a couple of nights ago, and they were saying maybe 10 years ago there might have been 7 or 8 dancers in it. But I think the testimony to how the society is growing and how the productions are going really well and people are coming to see it and now suddenly want to be part of it.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
The fact that, like, I have, you know, the lads out from Waterford are coming back and, like, you know, mad to come back, ringing me saying, is there anything in it this year, you know, can we be back in? So it's great. It's just, it's in a really good place now.
You have that enthusiasm, you can't. Yeah.
And, like, we looked at, before last year, I think Kaz had 16 girls dancing. 22 came knocking this year and there was no way where we were going to push anyone away.
Yeah.
There's actually 4 girls from Spain that are here for a kind of a year learning English. They're like 16 and they're in it. They have no clue what's going on, but they're in it and they're having a ball. They've yet to see Freddie dressed as a fairy, which I think will, you know.
And considering I'm their soccer coach as well, and they have yet to see me.
Yeah, so it's brilliant. Fairy, and that just shows what kind of community it is.
Probably worth the entry price alone to see Freddie dressed as a fairy.
Probably.
So everyone welcome, everyone part of it. So 22 girls come knocking and the 22 girls are in it with, you know, with no problem whatsoever. So.
Yeah, and then we have the young kids from the junior musicals, so they will be making their appearance as well. So there's 20 odd of those that will flutter across like little butterflies or whatever doing. But those are the lifeblood. Those are the future.
Mm.
So you're opening the booking this coming week. I can see it's a Thursday and Friday night.
Thursday the 29th
this
Thursday. Yeah. So the booking will be open in the community hall from 4:30 to 6:30, and again on Friday for the same times, 4:30 to 6:30. And then we also have the telephone where you can ring in on the Monday and the Tuesday, the 2nd and 3rd of February. So those dates, you know, whether you want to come in person or do it over the phone, those are the best ways to get it. There will be plenty of tickets available, hopefully, and it'll sell out within jig time.
I'd say probably go along on Thursday or Friday if you want the best of them, though.
That's what I would be thinking.
Queues up the road.
The first night, does get a bit hectic there, alright, and we probably put 4 people on to man the ticket line, but as I said, come early on the Thursday night, definitely, if you want to get in for your prime seats on the Saturday and Friday night, you know.
Now, and the actual performance dates is a week later than that.
Yeah, that's Thursday week, the 5th of February, and it runs till Sunday the 8th of February, and it's 7:30, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
A good call.
And 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, always remember that 1 p.m. is strange.
It is a strange one.
A different time.
It is. But it works for the group. It works for the community. Yeah. We want to just keep everyone involved in the celebrations afterwards, including all 22 dancers that we mentioned. So that's why that is. And 7:30 is a good call. I think most groups are now kind of pushing to the 7:30 kind of mark, and it's
well for a panto, because some of the audience will be younger, so good to finish up at a decent time.
And if Freddie keeps going with his dialogue, we could be there till midnight.
Well, you know, I always do increase my lines, and that's you know, I'm getting paid. Only joking.
How many can you fit in the Premier Hall?
300.
It's a big crowd over four nights, isn't it?
Yeah.
1,200.
Yeah.
But there's an audience for it. It's been proven over the years.
Yeah, it's great. It certainly is.
Look, like, as we always get the support from Waterford City, as I said, the Cumbria area, Carrick on Shore, they come from all the, and Dungarvan.
Yeah.
So look, we just urge them just to keep coming and supporting it. And this one is the funniest.
Yeah.
I'll give Bill that, the script. And Bill did do a very good rewrite there. Mm. The comedy is there. I did have a little smirk the first night I read it, so hats off to Bill.
That's always
that.
A good sign.
And
it's been played really well, as I said, like, you know, the lads are really going for it and committed to it. And as rehearsals go on, we find other little moments and other little pockets of fun that we'll just add into it.
Yeah.
And of course, the chase sequence is always a favourite out there. So that's good old crack too. We had good fun putting that together as kind of a group, really. We kind of collaborated on it all. We're kind of doing it as a highlight of 2025. All the key moments that happened throughout the year.
All
mashed into 3 minutes of chaos.
And there's a huge background support crew as well, Bill, isn't there, involved in this?
Yeah, there is, but like with the committee are do amazing work throughout, and you know, we have our kind of WhatsApp group, and I've been throwing in things I'm looking for and suggestions and stuff, and it comes back without an issue. Great stage manager in Thomas Larkin, he's been doing it, I don't know how many years, but like...
He was there when I was there, and that was over 20 years ago.
Wow, and probably more beyond that as well. Yeah. Absolutely great guy. I think he's a phenomenal stage manager for, you know, the work he does in the venue.
Yeah.
And gets a great crew behind him as well. Thomas has been at the last good few rehearsals with me, and just really quiet, beavering away in his head, and he's nearly ahead of my questions now. I'll go to him now, I know, this week, and say, Thomas, can we do? And he'll say, yeah, ahead of you there. I noticed that last week. He's great support. That's and brilliant. A great, great guy, yeah.
And you have big support in the business community in that as well.
Yeah, again, these shows wouldn't go on without the local sponsors and stuff like that. So, you know, all the local businesses and individuals are the sponsors. And then we also have the patrons scheme where, you know, you can be a patron and get two seats and complimentary programmes and stuff like that. But, you know, this wouldn't go on without these brilliant, brilliant people that come forward and give their money to put on this fantastic pantomime every year in Port Law.
It just doesn't happen without it.
So you've only what, days to go now, really? Well, a week and a half. How's the nerves?
Yeah, I think I'm okay on me lines, but as Bill said, well, from looking at the rest of the talented crew, they're talented, and I'd have known
as are you know, you're I love this week. I love when everything starts coming together, and it's, you know, it's all the different departments start linking up, and this is my favourite week of the whole thing, and we have a busy week ahead and a busy bank holiday weekend ahead as well, and then we're ready to rock.
And the biggest question is, the buffet still in operation?
Oh, Wayne, is it ever? I love it. It's fabulous. What a place.
We should explain every night that there's everything from apple tarts to sandwiches to
cakes you can think of. Yeah,
how you go back on for act two is beyond me.
Again, the local shop, Thomas Fogarty's, and then all the other local people that provide the carrot cake. There's fantastic banoffee pie. There's just everything.
You could do a food slot based on
the halftime.
It's the only show that I've ever directed that I go out every night, and it's literally for the food.
On that note, lads, the very best of luck. So the booking is the most important thing, first of all, which is this Thursday, this Friday night, and you can get the phone number for the following Monday and Tuesday on social media. Have you got it there, actually? You might shout it out.
It's 089-47-85-458. So that's the mobile. Yeah,
and you can get that as well on the social media, as you'd want to book your tickets fairly lively. That always goes quick. Lads, very best of luck with it.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. Thank you.
Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.